Okay, let's step back a moment then and talk about perhaps more familiar coordinate systems. Latitude and longitude is fairly familiar to most. And here, of course, are some straightforward illustrations of those coordinates. Longitude on the left, with the prime meridian through Greenwich, or approximately through Greenwich. And then, of course, west longitude, which is negative, is in our neck of the woods. And then east longitude going the other way around, meeting at the 180-degree longitudinal value. Longitude is usually symbolized by lambda, Greek letter. And then on the right, the latitude, of course, measured from the equator, north and south, north being positive, south negative. And these planes in this picture tended to indicate 45 north latitude. This is undoubtedly more common than the XYZ Cartesian system that we were just discussing. But one point I want to make right away is that when one talks about latitude and longitude, there is more than one kind, more than one flavor, depending upon the datum on which you're discussing them. So far we've been discussing WGS 84, which is the native datum of GPS, and that is one type of latitude and longitude. Another would be based upon GRS 80, which is the datum of NAD 83, the North American datum 1983, which is used, as it says, in North America. That latitude and longitude is not the same as the latitude and longitude of the WGS 84, because the datum itself is different. We'll talk some more about that.